Presenting this week's story, Transfixed by Kobe Bryant, Part 1.
I do not remember what year it was or where I was living. I remember standing mesmerized before my television. I had been walking through my living room when my eyes were hypnotized by the smoothest moving basketball player I had ever seen. I heard an announcer say,
Kobe Bryant!
Yes, I knew that name. Remembered his face from magazines, but never had I seen him move. What grace he had! Busy years passed. I heard his name for awards, injuries, and trouble. 4 years after his tragic death in 2020, I decided to learn more about him. I would go to YouTube and listen to interviews featuring him. I would watch videos of Kobe playing basketball over his 20 years in the National Basketball Association, playing on the Los Angeles Lakers team. Much was written about him, including by himself and other people. I did not lose the picture in my mind of the first time I watched his grace. Now I saw his ferocious energy and incredible spins as he dunked baskets and demolished opposition. I was fascinated by his intelligence when he analyzed sports issues or other interests he had.
For many people living in the Los Angeles area, Kobe represented them, their era, their culture. They owned him and he owned them. He was their winner. His fans circled the world. A press conference was held Kobe's senior year of high school. A reporter asked,
Kobe, tell us about your beginnings.
I was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in 1978, with two older sisters and a mom. My dad, nicknamed Jelly Bean, was a professional basketball player. His career took us to Italy in 1984. A love for basketball grew in me. I followed my dad everywhere I possibly could. I would sleep with my clothes on so that if dad was going to practice, I was ready to go with him. I wasn't playing to become famous. My love was in me for the game.
Please, keep talking.
Our family moved back to Philly. I was 13. The next year, I attended Lower Merion High School. Professional and college scouts were watching me. I played all five positions and led our high school team to its first Pennsylvania state championship in 53 years. In 1996, USA Today named me the National High School Player of the Year. After high school graduation, I wanted to go to the NBA and not to college. I was chosen 13th overall in the 1996 NBA draft by the Charlotte Hornets. I was listed as 6 feet 6 inches and 192 pounds. Soon, I was traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. Yeah, it was awesome. In February 1997, as an 18-year-old rookie, I won the slam dunk contest in the NBA's All-Star Weekend. Then I blew it bad for the Lakers when I shot some air balls during overtime when we played the Utah Jazz for the semifinal series. I knew we would be back.
Kobe flashed a smile and left the press conference.
Join us soon for Part 2 with Kobe Bryant at thisweekstory.com. Your team today is Carlos Gámez, Nathan Thomas, Todd Warren, Gwen Crawford, and Barbara Steiner. Thank you.